If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
You're focusing on the next best thing and not realizing that there is so much to be grateful for and so much to celebrate in the present moment. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, today's episode is going to be about how I had to clock myself a few days ago because I found myself longing for more. While reflecting, I realized that I have been in a position of longing for most of my life. So basically, I have a really strong desire to do something, and then I create a goal, I work hard, I achieve the goal, and I either don't celebrate at all, or I celebrate for like 5 minutes, and then immediately I'm like, okay, what's next? Like, how do I build on that? What else do I accomplish, right? Like, what's next on the list of things that I need to manifest? What haven't I accomplished yet? Y'all, very ghetto, would not recommend, because I realized that I have been so distracted by my goals that I did not realize that I am in the middle of so many answered prayers right now. Number one being my teeth, for example. I used to have very crooked teeth because I had a whole extra tooth next to my front teeth. So one of my front teeth was like rotated. It was like very crooked to account for the extra tooth that was full grown that did not have to be there. So I used to cover my smile, and every time I laughed or smiled, I would always cover my mouth because I was that insecure about my smile. I you couldn't find a picture of me smiling with crooked teeth because I hated it that much. And I always used to pray about it. I always wanted braces so bad. And then when I got to a point where I could afford to get the braces for myself, I put it on, took them off, had to put it on again, but took them off and then whitened my teeth. And now I have straight teeth. It's something that's small, but it's something I literally prayed for so much because it was like one of my biggest insecurities. And now, like, I just walk around acting like I always had straight teeth. I haven't been really grateful for it. Even like my apartment, for example, I really wanted this place. I love this place. Now, I will say I have thanked God for this place almost every single day, every single morning. When I wake up and I say the list of things that I am grateful for, almost every single day since I moved in, I have expressed gratitude for this place. However, I'm already thinking of buying a house because I want a dedicated office. And then even with my podcast, I was so afraid to start my podcast last year. So afraid to put myself out there. So afraid about people judging me. So afraid about what people would think, blah, blah, blah. I had the longest list of reasons as to why I shouldn't. And then a year later, I'm doing it. And before my 1 year anniversary, a few weeks before, I had an episode go viral and my podcast ended up ranking on the charts on Apple for number 36. I think I was number 36 in the top 200 podcasts in my category for a few days. And I celebrated. I was grateful. You know, I posted it. I thanked God. But then I was also thinking of how I have to do a couple things on the back end to improve my systems and how to like maintain my ranking long term. Like I either don't celebrate at all, or I celebrate for 5 minutes and then immediately I'm on to the next thing. And I realize I cannot, very ghetto, I cannot continue to do that because it constantly perpetrates this idea of lack and that I don't have things or I'm always wanting something and I'm never fulfilled. And all it comes down to is me realizing that I have just been very ungrateful. To be honest, I've been very ungrateful. And the fact that I don't celebrate my wins, it also feeds into that because I easily forget it and I move on to something else and I don't realize I'm in the middle of so many answered prayers right now. At one point, I didn't even want to live to see another day. And now I look forward to every day. I'm a completely different person. I've grown a lot. I've healed. I've changed. I've matured. And to think that I overlooked that is just mind-blowing to me because I'm telling you, like, I have come very far as an individual, not just in anything I've accomplished, but in how much I've grown and matured. And I have literally just been overlooking all of these things and focusing on the next thing every time I get one thing. And it just comes down to me realizing that I have been very ungrateful. I haven't been taking ample time to acknowledge the things that I have, to acknowledge all of the answered prayers that I'm experiencing right now, and to really celebrate myself and my accomplishments. That's one thing that I fully understand I have to work on. I have to work on celebrating myself more. I have to work on acting like the things that I do are a big deal. And it's not just something little compared to the big goal that I always have in mind. Because I feel like because I personally have a very high personal standard for myself, for everything that I do, I tend to overlook the fact that I actually have accomplished a lot of things in my lifetime. And it's because I always focus on what's next. That's why I just found myself constantly in a position of longing. And I realize it's something that I have to work on. And I feel like it all comes down to gratitude and practicing gratitude because I haven't been very intentional about practicing gratitude in my everyday life. There are times when, yes, I will take the time to write out like 3, 5, 10 things I'm grateful for today. And I've realized that when I'm doing that and I'm actively like making an effort to write something down and think about it and how it makes me feel, just writing that down, it makes me feel so much more appreciative for who I am, how far I've come, even the little things. It doesn't have to be like anything major I accomplished, like just having good health, right? Is something that I really take for granted because I just haven't been grateful. I realized that when you find yourself in a position of longing and always looking for the next thing, it's because you are not practicing gratitude. You're not realizing that you are in the middle of so many answered prayers right now. You're focusing on the next best thing and not realizing that there is so much to be grateful for and so much to celebrate in the present moment. And I feel like the past few weeks, like especially in the month of March, I have really been trying to practice being present more and living in the now, because I feel like most of my life, I definitely always looked forward to the future. And the thing about the future is it is never the present. Like if you read The Power of Now, it basically says, and it's very true, time, the time that we perceive, it's just perception. It's not real, because all we ever truly have is now. When tomorrow comes, it will be now. When tomorrow comes, it will be today. You can only control the present. You can't really control, the past is done, right? But you can't really control the future, and you can't really live your life constantly looking forward to the future. You have to live in the moment, because when that future day comes, it will be the now. But if you have this idea that what you want is in the future and the better life you want is in the future, then what I realized is that you are actually developing a pattern or a habit of always focusing on the future and ignoring the present. So when that future thing that you've been hoping for comes, you will completely ignore it, just as you are ignoring all of the blessings you currently have in your life today. And you will start focusing on another thing in the future that you want to manifest, and you will completely ignore it. I literally went to the park the other day, and I was just walking and thinking about stuff like that. Like, I've been walking more and visiting nature more because it really helps me think. And I was just reflecting, and I realized that I didn't want to say it out loud, but I was asking myself, are you happy? Are you really happy, Sensi? Are you happy with what you have? And I was like, yeah, I'm happy, but I would like this one thing. And I was like, no, because if I keep telling myself that happiness is at a desired state in the future, and I develop that habit of thinking that my happiness will always be tied to a future event, then it doesn't matter what the future event is, because when said future event happens, I will completely ignore it, just like I'm ignoring the present blessings that I once prayed for in the past, and I will be focusing on the next future event. It's a habit. It's a thought pattern. It has nothing to do with the actual physical things. A lot of people think that when you start making more money, then you will be happy, then you will be fulfilled, etc., etc. But the truth is, if you chase something like money, which is infinite, because numbers are infinite, it never ends. When you, for example, start making six figures, then you will say, you know what, this is great, whatever, but I now want to make 150. And then you make 150 and it's like, well, why not 200? Well, why not 500? Well, why not 1 million? And then you hit 1 million. It's like, well, I want to make 10 million. Well, that's the thing. It's not about the actual number. It was never about the actual number. It was about you living in this constant thought pattern that what you want and what will bring you happiness is tied to some future event. You are training yourself to think about future events as things that will bring you happiness, and ignoring all of the answered prayers that you are literally living in right now. So I was just walking in the park, and that all of that just hit me at once. And I'm like, that's deep. That is deep. Because to think that I wanted to work at a certain place doing a certain thing when I was a sophomore, and then before I graduated, I got a full-time offer to do that exact same thing. And then while I was working in that position, I started thinking about the next thing and what else I could do. That just goes to tell you, it's not about any future event. It's not about a specific thing. I know some people think money can solve a lot of their problems, and it will definitely make your life easier. But if we're talking about happiness and mental satisfaction and being content and at peace with your life as a whole, you cannot base that on having any material or tangible thing or experiencing a certain event. I realize that it's a practice that you have to just start doing every day so that you can attract more of that. For example, let's say you want to make more money or manifest more money in your life. If you are completely overlooking the fact that you have a job paying you however much you are paying you, then that lack and scarcity mindset is not going to put you in a position to attract more money or to attract a pay raise or a higher paying job. But if you start to appreciate what you have and you constantly practice being in a state of gratitude and peace and contentment with what you have, then naturally you are going to attract more of these things.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
So I realized that it's all about being present. Like, it's literally all about being present and being grateful for what you have in the present moment. It's not about a future moment. It's not about anything in the future. I'm telling you, as somebody who has practiced this, like, for most of my life, always looking forward to the next thing as soon as I get it, thinking of what's next, it's not good for your mental health. I think going forward, I definitely need to learn how to celebrate myself more and realize that just because I have a higher standard for myself, that even when I meet my expectations, it's still something that's worth celebrating. I don't celebrate myself enough. I don't celebrate myself for my accomplishments enough. I usually just give myself a pat on the back. I pray, I thank God, and then I move on. And on one end, it's good to not stay content and settle and slack off just because you hit one milestone. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's more so about the mindset that you have around achievement. And if you base your worth or you base your happiness or any feeling on what you achieve, what you accomplish, what you can buy, etc., then you're literally setting yourself up for unfulfillment. Especially if it's money, money never ends. So you will never reach a point where you're truly satisfied with what you make if your satisfaction is based on attaining something, because it's not about the something, it's about the act of attaining something. I hope that makes sense. It's not about the thing itself, it's about the practice of always wanting to get something more, always longing for more. It doesn't matter what it is, because when you get that thing you want, you will be longing for something even more, even bigger. So I realized that that's what I've been doing, and I just have to be more grateful because I have a lot to be grateful for. I have a lot to thank God for. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. And the thing is, I realized that when I start stressing about future events or things going wrong in the future, or like anytime I take my mind off of the present moment, that's when things like anxiety and fear kicks in. Because let's say you want to take a big risk and leave your job, but you have savings, you have an emergency savings that could cover you for a few months, right? Whatever your plan is. If you leave your job and you have savings, but you are constantly panicking about the fact that you don't have an income and you don't have money coming in, and then now you start worrying about when it will run out and how are you going to pay your bills when your emergency savings fund for like 3 months is finally depleted, then you have to realize that the reason you are scared and anxious and you're worried is because you took your focus off of the present moment and now you're focusing on a future event. Somebody on TikTok said that we struggle and suffer the most in our minds than we do in our actual life. And that is very true. Because if you have an emergency savings for 3 months and you're worrying about what you're going to do after it depletes in 3 months, you have taken your mind off of the present moment and you're now worrying about a future event that hasn't even happened yet. And it may not even happen because you have 3 months to figure out how to create income. And you're worrying about not being able to pay your bills in 3 months when in the present moment, you actually have nothing to worry about because your bills are currently paid. If you look at the present moment in that situation, you will realize that your bills are paid and you have enough money for 3 months. So judging based off the current circumstances, you have nothing to worry about because you're covered for another 90 days. It's when you take your eyes off of the present moment and you think, well, oh my God, what am I going to do after 90 days? You have 90 days to figure that out. You don't think you're going to make a single dollar, a single cent in 90 days of all of the things that could happen. Like DoorDash, a new job, selling feet pic. Of all the things that could happen in 90 days, you don't think you can make a single dime in 90 days? The reason why you're worried is because you're stressing about an event that hasn't happened yet and may not ever even happen. So I'm realizing that I really have to stop worrying about the future so much and stop worrying about manifesting things in the future and be more focused on the present moment. I have to be concerned about my habits and my discipline and my actions in the present moment. Like, for example, it's not to say that don't have goals and don't work towards something in the future, but let's say you want to be fit. You want to start working out, you want to go to the gym, you want to like get more toned, lose weight, whatever, right? You have a fitness goal. Instead of constantly comparing your present to the future that hasn't manifested yet, in the present moment, what you can do is now develop the habits and the diet of the type of person who has that body. So in the present moment, all you have to worry about is getting your workout in, developing the discipline and the consistency to create and maintain those routines in the present moment, so you naturally just become that person, and then you will ultimately get the body you want, and then you'll be able to maintain it. But if you constantly just look at the future and compare it to your now, you're going to be very discouraged. In the present moment, when you want something, number one, you should always be grateful for what you already have, so you can maintain that energy of gratitude. But then just focus on what you can do in the moment and focus on being grateful and stop worrying about always attaining something in the future. So like that's what I've realized the past few days. And I'm just like, wow, that is very interesting. So like I said, I definitely have to celebrate myself more. I definitely have to be more intentional about being grateful and practicing gratitude. And I came up with the idea of like just going in Canva and creating some type of template so that I can document all the things that I'm grateful for every single day. And I will make it available in my store in case you're interested. But I literally just went in and I started creating a template for gratitude like gratitude prompts and stuff like that, so I can always practice the habit of being grateful so that I never take for granted all of the things that I have worked so hard for. And while I'm being grateful and while I'm constantly reminding myself of the things that I have accomplished, it also encourages me to do more and just be more at peace with how far I've come and stop worrying about what's next. Stop always worrying about what is next. So with all that being said, I really want you to take a moment and just think about what it is you could possibly be taking for granted right now. Think about all of the answered prayers that you are living in right now that you have overlooked because you have been constantly always thinking about what's next, what you're working on, and what you haven't accomplished next. Think about all of the things that you actually have accomplished in this present day moment. Have you celebrated yourself? Have you done anything nice for yourself to celebrate yourself? Like, treat yourself. Don't be like me. I'm learning. But like, what is it that you are taking for granted in this present moment? What answered prayers are you walking in that you just forgot about because something else came up? What were you crying about and praying to God for a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, a few years ago, that you are currently experiencing right now, but you forgot because you're thinking of what else that you don't have? What is it that you were just crying about last week or last month or last year, a few years ago, that you are literally walking in right now? You literally have it, but you forgot about how bad you wanted it. You forgot about how hopeless you felt without it because now you're focusing on something else. Like, did you thank God for it? Did you even acknowledge it? Have you been grateful for all of the answered prayers that you are walking in right now? Like, how many nights have you had where you literally did not want to see another day? How many nights have you had where you felt like you don't know if you will see another day? You don't think there's anything to look forward to. And now you're in a completely different situation, but you completely forgot about when you were struggling because you have this bigger goal in mind. You see what I'm saying? Like, you have so much to be grateful for right now. So don't forget about that, and don't forget to celebrate yourself and how far you've come. Don't forget to be grateful just because there's something else that you haven't accomplished yet. It will come, but make sure you are grateful for all of the things that you have accomplished. Because I'm telling you, you think that you will be fulfilled or happy or at peace when you get that thing that you're trying to manifest right now, you get that thing that you're praying for, you think you will be whole and complete when you get it, but you don't realize that because you have the mindset of always wanting what is next and never appreciating what is, you don't realize that when you get it, you are going to be exactly where you are today, thinking about trying to get something even bigger and completely ignoring what you were struggling for. That mental habit that you have constantly perpetuates this idea of lack and this idea of you are not where you want to be. You don't have the things you want to have yet. It's a habit. It's a thought process. Work on reversing that. Work on developing the habit of gratitude to replace that, so that when you do start accomplishing things, you can be more grateful, you can be more fulfilled, you can be more at peace versus just overlooking it and going on to what's next immediately. Because I'm telling you, you will never be satisfied. Take it from somebody who has done it most of my life. I'm telling you this because I need to hear it and I know somebody else does. Be grateful for what you have at this point in time, okay? Don't overlook it just because there are other things that you haven't accomplished yet. At one point in your life, you probably didn't even think you would live to see this day. So don't take it for granted. That is all I have to say this week. If you like this episode, please rate it 5 stars and leave a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen, or like and comment on YouTube, and make sure you subscribe. And don't forget to check out the journals in the store, because I will, by the time you see this episode, the gratitude journal will be up. So it will have some prompts in there to help you really reflect on what you should be grateful for in this present moment. So practice gratitude where you are, and don't wait to get to a point to start being grateful, okay? That is all I have to say this week. I will talk to you next Sunday.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, "I'm sorry." And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.